standing here with Domi B and
Vicky Lee,
and we were just talking briefly about the issue of expenditure in elections. What do you guys think about that?
I think it shouldn't be the case that the candidate with most money wins. We know that other student bodies have caps on how much they spend in the election, and I think that should be the case for the SSE as well.
Especially since the minimum amount most people have spent is about 40 quid, which is already quite a lot of money on a student budget.
How much would exceed the QM cap, which is, I think, the only body that has a cap? Yeah, it's £30 for like a kind of general position. I think the president gets to spend £50.
Yeah, but 50 is still so much lower than most of the people that are on Library Hill today have spent.
Yeah.
Because there is some quite high quality printing going on here. I mean, that is the payoff, though. If you do take the money out of the election, having made a lot of QMPR myself, it does start to go like black and white, for example.
No, I know people did have black and white flyers and everything, but of course, like having your good image is important, but it should be about substance, and we want to engage people with actual ideas. Mm-hmm. And
is there also a concern there that certain students will feel like they can't get involved in elections because they can't afford to spend the money?
At least for me, like these are the third elections I'm running in, and every time the money I would need like to spend was a really, really big consideration.
Thank you very much, guys.
I could just get you being like. So my name's Amiri Ibrahim. I'm running for Vice President of Student Activities with the SRC Council. I certainly think reasonable to, you know, ask for a cap for budgets, because I think, you know, within certain circumstances, I'm not saying this in reference to anyone's individual campaign, but it can give certain people maybe an advantage over the competitor, and it's not maybe based on policies or initiatives. So I think, you know, a cap would be a fair, you know, expectation to have for candidates within election campaigns. It would maybe just be, in terms of figures, I think that would be something that would have to kind of be decided on a broader level with, you know, the council, and also maybe from student feedback as well, just to kind of think, what do students kind of recognise as a reasonable figure, as, you know, feasible, because we are students that are campaigning, to kind of spend on an election campaign.
So, can I get you to say your name and what you're running for?
So
I'm actually putting this up as audio, so I'm going to splice that in with like the rest of the responses to
yes,
that
no
question.
Worries.
So I'm here with Kyle Davies, and he's just going to give us his view on the election caps issue.
Hi, yeah, in principle, I'm in favour of election caps, because I do think there's a sort of effect where everyone plays a game of chicken and spends more money during SRC elections. However, the flip side of that is that people argue that there's more engagement, that we draw in more students and turn out higher numbers. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case this year. Turnout doesn't seem to be too high. But I do know that there are also problems with election caps, how we monitor them, how we make sure that people are sticking to them. Probably, I think, rather than me coming out with a statement either for and against, because like I said, in principle, I'm very much in favour of it, it would hopefully be good for council to set up a sort of working group to see how effective they could be and how we could put them into place. Because again, then you've got the question of how much is too much and what's the right level. Because I do think that you probably need to spend some money to fight a good election campaign, especially for a sabbatical one. But too much can cause a lot of problems and barriers for entry as well.
So it's to do with the barriers for entry that makes it an issue for you.
Pretty much. I think that's the main one. And especially if you lose, that's an awful lot of money to gamble on yourself that you just don't get back. Although you get the experience, for a lot of students, that's necessary, especially fourth years that might be heading into work or postgrads that are finishing study.
Thank you, Cal.
More than welcome.
Shall I go?
Always go that way.
I'm once again with Liam King. Domi and Una have suggested that basically there should be a cap on the election budgets. Are you in agreement with them?
Yeah, probably, because I think it can get quite extravagant and profligate and quite decadent, some of the things that people come out with in election time. So probably, I'm not sure what is the right level, but I suppose you kind of need to know what people are spending first in order to set some kind of bar.
You can't really just pull a number out of the air, can you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think as well, given that like the scale of SRC elections are much greater than that of the unions, I'm not sure if sort of a comparable £50 that QM has would be effective for SRC. But I think given that it's moving towards online, you know, the online campaigns, you know, it grows every single year, so I'm not really convinced that sort of Library Hill and all that kind of thing has the same impact that it once had, maybe even 3 years ago.
You can be more creative digitally, and that doesn't necessarily need to cost anything, does it?
Yeah, no, I mean, you see it in, for example, you know, some of the stuff that some of the candidates this year have been coming out with that's been actually quite interesting, and actually, some may say cringe. I thought some of it was quite fun.
Some may say cringe, yeah. I think I might say cringe. Thank you, Liam. I'm here with Donald. What about a cap on election budgets?
Yes, absolutely. I spent far too much bloody money last year.
Fabulous.
Far too much bloody money this year as well.
Thank you very much, Donald. Yeah. What do you think about... I was speaking to Dommy B earlier on, and she raised the concern that there may be an issue in terms of election budgets. Right now, the SRC doesn't have a cap. The QMU, for example, has a cap of £30 on general positions and I think £50 on president. Would you like to see a cap that gets introduced to the SRC?
Yeah, I think the SRC needs some sort of cap. I'm not sure what. There'd need to be maybe a discussion on how much to cap it to. But yeah, some people spend ludicrous amounts that aren't achievable for all students.
So you see it as a kind of...
an equaliser, level playing ground.
And do you think that there should be a spending cap?
Yes, definitely. Like,
what do you think the spending cap should be?
£50 max.
£50 max.
Like, yeah, anything more than that's just pointless.
Fantastic. Yeah, do you think there should be a spending limit on SRC elections?
Maybe guidelines would be useful. Maybe not necessarily a spending limit, but guidelines would be useful so that people aren't, you know, kind of big... disadvantages.
So because you're running for School of Geographical and Earth Sciences, do you mind if I ask how much you spent, or is that a reduction?
You can ask. I think I spent about £60.
£60, right.
I have no idea if that's a normal kind of, but that's how much I think I've probably spent.
Great. And do you think that there should be a spending cap?
I do, but I think it needs to be, we need to think carefully about how we're going to do it and how it's monitored and what level you set it at. To set it too high potentially excludes people who would not be able to spend as much money. To set it lower then potentially limits campaigning. So I think it's something that needs to be discussed. We need to work out the best way to do it, potentially by looking at the way other student bodies and other student unions at other universities do it. But generally, yes, I think it's probably...